It's the meat industry's dirty secret, a way of turning the scraps too small to sell as a premium steak back into a juicy, plump eye fillet to sell for a premium price. So clever, you'll never tell. Not even an expert can.
Before, you didn't even pick that as a join, though, did you?
It doesn't even tear through the join. A bit hard to tell, isn't it? I've just got some fine diced beef and my special enzyme. I'm just going to mix it up a bit.
Why have we got the masks on?
This is dangerous. See that? Don't breathe that in.
This powder is transglutaminase enzyme, otherwise known as meat glue. Meat glues come in a number of forms, some produced by cultivating bacteria, the others, the primary ingredient, comes from the blood plasma of pigs and cattle, specifically the coagulant which causes blood to clot. In the food industry, it has amazing properties.
So just got a little bit here, about a teaspoonful.
Yep.
Just over the top like that, and with our gloves on, of course, we mix it up.
Then roll it in plastic film and refrigerate. 6 hours later, you have a solid piece of meat.
And essentially, you've got a reborn, rebirth thigh fillet.
More or less, yeah.
And it's not just beef. Pork, lamb, fish and chicken are all stuck back together using this glue.
Are you just shaking your head?
A little bit. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
This cube roll we bought from a wholesaler that produces stuck-together steaks en masse. Their effort's so good, James, our butcher, couldn't tell even when it was raw. It's even harder in the restaurant, which are some of the biggest users of glued meat. And chances are, unless you're a vegetarian, you're eating it on a regular basis. But with current labelling laws, neither butchers nor your local eatery have to tell you you're eating chicken glued together with cow's blood or beef held together by pig.
We had no idea how guarded a secret this was until we started contacting restaurateurs and butchers to ask them about the use of meat glue. Many of them didn't want to speak for fear of upsetting their suppliers, creating bad blood in an industry that has become very clever at using this product.
In New South Wales, new labelling regulations have just been introduced to help consumers choose quality meat, but it's not compulsory. So for most of us, picking a quality piece of meat is still a shot in the dark.